All right. Hello, everybody. I wasn't able to hear what you said, but I think you were talking about me and introduced me, and that's great. I'm going to talk a little bit about the computer and how to find people and find things on your computer. I have been told that usually when somebody can't find something, they come to me and I help them and we find what they're looking for. And so that's how this all got started. Earlier tonight, while I was waiting for you, I was watching a presentation by Bill James, who is in Oklahoma City, doing a presentation to the Central Iowa user group through Facebook. And here we are. I'm sitting in Bradenton, Florida, and you're in Los Angeles, and yet we're still communicating. Who would have thought this back when I first started with computer user groups in 1982 that we'd be able to do this? Back in 1977, I met a young lady by the name of Robin, and that's her and I on the left. And through the internet, she found me. About 7 years ago, we rekindled, and now we're spending the rest of our lives together. And that's us over on the right. So I have a softness in my heart for Facebook and the internet. It kind of brought us together. I've been a bachelor all my life, and now I'm with somebody who is the love of my life. But not only did I get Robin, she has a daughter by the name of Carmella. And Carmella sits on the porch waiting for me to come home, or her. And sometimes she just likes sitting on the bed watching me on the computer. And other times she likes getting dressed up for Halloween. But that's our Carmella. And I've got a picture of her somewhere where she's on my shoulder while I'm laying down using my Chromebook. And she's looking at the screen. So she's got a soft spot for computers as well. A little bit about me. I speak to user groups all over the country through using Zoom and other means. I've spoken to spoken at the APCUG users group, the APCUG virtual conferences, but I do presentations on Chromebook, Windows, Evernote, learning resources for seniors, better searching with Google, ID theft, and more. I also maintain a website called Huey.net since 1995. Something in the background, I think my phone's going off here. And I also have the Windows Special Interest Group for the Central Florida Computer Society, who I present to once a month, and I record them, and they are located on the Windows WinSig portion of my website, and those recordings are available and meeting notes going back to 2008. And then a few years ago, I bought my first – actually, it's a year and a half ago – I bought my first Chromebook and decided that Chromebooks are ideal for seniors. And I started a website called Chromebooks for Seniors, and that's cb4s.net. I have about 400 articles about Chromebooks and help and just general help in using them. But we're here to talk about Google and searching. Not so much Google, because a lot of what I'm going to talk about other search engines work very similarly, but I'm going to mostly use Google as my go-to in this presentation. And as I said, I'm usually the person who can find things on Google, and what I'm going to share with you are some of the tips and tricks and ways that I've learned to use Google to speed up my searches and to find out information. What is a search engine? A search engine is a website connected to a database that catalogs other websites. It'll search the actual text of other websites, and then a computer search program or a spider follows the links on the web pages to regularly and automatically rebuild this database. So when you click on something and ask a question or to search, it's not going out and looking at all these websites. It's looking at a database, but it's doing it very quickly. And these are huge databases, as you can well imagine. Some of the top search engines in the U.S., Google is about 72%+ of the world searches are done with Google. But there's Bing, Yahoo, and then there's one on this list. Don't use it. It's spyware, and that's my web search. But you can see how many, 1.6 billion visitors a month on Google. Just amazing. The Google process processes 40,000 search queries every second. That's more than 3.5 billion searches a day, or more than 1.2 trillion searches a year globally. Google has permeated our digital reliant lives to such an extent that the very word Google has become a verb. Go Google it. Okay, once you enter a letter in the Google box, it then brings up a little menu underneath it, and that's what I'm going to talk about at this stage of the presentation. And the first one is all, and that finds the result anywhere and searches everything. Now, videos, if you're looking for a particular video, you want to make that choice, and it's only going to search videos. Same thing with images. If you're looking for an image of something, don't just search Google. Go to where it says images and search, and you'll get a different kind of a search and different results. Same thing for news and, of course, maps. Now, over on the right, you've got settings, and you've got some search settings that you can set up. For the most part, you probably won't do that, but the tools are very important, and it says anytime and all results. And under anytime, you can narrow down your search by the past hour, past 24 hours, past week, past month, past year. And I'm going to mention this in one of the slides later on, but where this comes to be very important is if you're looking for something and you know that it happened in the last week, you can really cut down on what it searches and what it's going to give you for answers if you say that, oh, I only want information from the last 24 hours or from the last week. It's going to narrow down and only give you the results for that time period. And under all results, you can have all results or verbatim. So let's do some searching. How advanced search syntax will make your searches better? Reduce the number of results you have to look through. So you having an advanced search is going to give you instead of a larger number, you want a smaller number because you want to hone in on what you're looking for. You want to get more relevant results that are specific to what you're looking for. And you want to bring your relevant results right to the top. And you want to access better information, and you want to do it faster. And you want to gain an understanding of how a search engine works. So here's some hints. Start simple. Make it as broad as you want, and then you can narrow it down. Ignore spelling. Google doesn't care if you spell something wrong. If it's close, it kind of figures out what you're looking for. A lot of times it'll say, were you looking for, and then it'll give you the correct spelling. Use web-friendly words. Instead of saying, my head hurts, say headache. In other words, be specific when you're talking about the words. And less is more. Simple, one or two word search terms usually gives you the broadest results. Start with a short search term, then refine your results by adding more words. Use descriptive words. And this is one when I did some research on finding some tips to tell you. This is one I add because this is one of the tricks that I have used over the years that really helps me the most, and that is add words found on the resulting pages. In other words, you get hints to what when you bring up a very broad set of results, as you look at some of those websites, you can find some other words that might explain or describe what you're looking for better than the words you're using. So go ahead and use those instead, or just add them to your search. And don't worry about cases. Search isn't case sensitive. So you can do it all in lowercase. You don't have to worry about capitalizing and getting that correct. Just type it in, and it will do the search. And don't worry about punctuation either. Search engines ignore punctuation, such as the at sign, pound sign. In other words, most of the punctuations, it doesn't pay any attention to. There are a few that it does, and I may talk about some of those as we go along. Okay, so let's start simple. I said, okay, I want to look up the word STUG, and I'll explain why in just a moment. But when I put in STUG, what I got was a whole bunch of tanks, and that wasn't anything what I was looking for. So I said, let's see, all of these are talking about tanks, and I don't want the word tank when I look for STUG. So what you do is you put the word tank and put a minus sign in front of it and say, I want you to look for the term STUG, S-T-U-G, but if it's got the word tank in it, throw it away. That's what the minus sign does. And so as soon as it did that, yeah, some of the pictures are tanks, but you'll notice that on top of the search results is the Sarasota Technology User Group, the STUG, which is what I was looking for. That's a user group that I belong to. They're just south of me here over on the west coast of Florida. Not the west coast of the U.S., west coast of Florida. And then the next one under it is meetings, and then it talks about something about some other STUG. But I got the answer to what I was looking for just by putting the minus tank in there. So whenever you're, for instance, my last name is Poplock. If I do a search on me, Poplock is a dance. It's a hip-hop dance. So sometimes I have to put a minus hip-hop or a minus dance. Otherwise, all these music things come up before anything about me comes up. And so if I put the minus, put minus hip-hop, minus dance, it just wipes out all of those results, and I'm more likely to find something about me. So now I found STUG and I found Sarasota. So if I put STUG Sarasota, there's all of the information about the Sarasota Technology User Group on the one page. So now I very quickly narrowed down my results and found what I was looking for. I was born and raised in Utica, New York. And when I was a little kid, there was a baseball team called the Utica Blue Sox. And I said, when I was preparing this presentation, I said, I wonder if they have any, if I find any results if I put Utica Blue Sox. When I put in Utica Blue Sox, I got about 61,000 results. Well, if I put it in quotes, it dropped it down to 20,700. What the quotes did was saying, the top one, Utica Blue Sox, without it being in quotes, means if you find the word Utica, blue, or Sox, and you find all three words on a page, then that's an answer. That's a result. But if I put it in quotes, that means I need those three words together in that order. So use quotes when you're looking for something that you want to find that exact result. And if you don't care, then go ahead and do it without them. But for most of you, you can see I went from 60,000 or 61,000 to around 21,000 results. When I was in college, I had a roommate, and this was in the early 60s, and I remembered that he was a writer of a movie. With somebody else, and you know, CRS kicks in every once in a while. That's an old age disease, can't remember stuff, and it kicked in, and I couldn't remember his name. So what I did is, the movie he wrote was Nothing in Common, a Jack Jackie Gleason and Tom Hanks movie. And so I said, who wrote Nothing in Common? And right away it came up and said Rick Padel and Mike Preminger. And Mike Preminger was my roommate in college for a year and a half. So I found it immediately. So then what I did was hang on, I got a cough here for a minute. Okay, I'm back. Okay, so I did a search on Mike Preminger, and now I got a whole bunch of results from him, including some YouTube clips of him, and I even found some that he appeared on the old Johnny Carson Tonight Show, and there were some clips from that. So I was able to reconnect virtually with him by seeing some of the things that he's done over the years. So it was a lot of fun doing it, and I was able to find him very easily. Now, there's Boolean searches that you can do with Google and Google Search, and it's a way to organize your search using a combination of keywords, and the main three Boolean operators are and, or not, to produce more accurate and more relevant terms results. So you can use two things and connect it with and, or not. And I'm also going to show you a couple other things that you can do with these. Right now, let's do something that a lot of people do typically. Okay, I've got an HP printer and I need some help on it. So I type in HP printer help. And when I do, I get an ad at the top. And then down farther, I get this one. This is support.hp.com is way down underneath the ads. So just because it's at the top doesn't mean it's your best result. And also, probably the best out of all of these would be the HP technical support, support.hp.com. Now, the top site is not always the best or even safe. For instance, HP printer error code list is what I typed in as my search, what I wanted to search for. And I found one that said support.hp.com there. I got several that are other companies. But the one that was HP, if you look at it, is HK-EN, which stands for Hong Kong in English. So that's probably not where I want either. And I've had friends or members of the user group I've helped that went in and they looked up something about HP and they called one of the ones that have the arrows, the smaller arrows down there, ended up with some company that got into their computer, started rooting around and then wanted money to fix their printer and through the computer and found all kinds of reasons why they might be having trouble. And all of a sudden it would be getting into a couple of $100s. And then they'd hang up. But in the meantime, those people got into the computer. These people let them into the computer and they looked around. So you don't know what they did while they were in there. So you've got to be very careful when you look for these, that you're actually looking at the company you're talking about. And so in HP is as you can see, there's all kinds of repair things on there, and they aren't. It's not even HP. Okay, another file type. If you're looking for a particular file type, if you're looking for something, let's say you're looking for a topic, but you want only the PDFs of it. Okay, so I said, okay, I want LACSPC. But I only want it if that's contained in a PDF. And so I put LACSPC space file type colon PDF, and I got a whole bunch of PDFs about the Los Angeles Computer Society. Before I go to this, another place where I've done this is when I'm doing some presentations or I want to do some research on some presentations, and I say, well, gee, I want a PowerPoint, a PPT or a PPTX. So I do I put in the name or the words that I'm looking for the presentations on, and then I say file type colon PPT, and it'll find PPTs and PPTXs. For those of you who use PowerPoint, you'll understand that you can have either. And when I do that, I find all kinds of PowerPoints on the particular topic that I'm looking for. So instead of having to look at thousands and thousands of pages and hoping I'm going to find a PowerPoint, it will only give me results of PowerPoints. What about related? If I want to find related pages, I can try. You can try using related colon and then whatever URL that you want to locate similar websites. In this case, I put related colon lacspc.org, and it came up with Tugnet from San Fernando Valley, NOCCC from North Orange County, Computer Club, the Window Users. In other words, I found other user groups just by me saying related, in other words, something similar to what your website is. Some of you probably buy from Amazon, probably all of you at one time or another, or somebody, and it gets shipped to you via UPS, FedEx, DHL, or USPS, the United States Postal Service. And a lot of times they send you the tracking number, because it's always fun knowing that today is the day the package is coming. In fact, sometimes I think I order things just so I keep them coming. Anyway, if you put in the tracking number in your Google box, that's all you have to do is click on that, and what it'll say is track a package, and then depending upon the number, it may say track via DHL or track via USPS, or if it starts with the tracking that UPS uses, I think it's either 7Z or 1Z or 9Z. There's a Z and usually the second letter, and that's usually an indicator that it's the UPS. If it's just numbers, it could be DHL or USPS. But when you put it in, and if you click on track via USPS, if you know that's what it is, what you'll get is the tracking information on that package. And it'll tell you where it is, the fact that it was turned into a UPS or a post office somewhere, or they picked it up, that it got shipped from such and such a city, and it's going to be arriving at your house at a given date by 8 p.m. or 12 p.m. or it'll usually give you some kind of an indication of when it's going to be delivered. How about time? Back before I discovered how to find it very quickly using Google, I'd go in and I'd find a website that would give me the times in all different places, and I'd have to try finding it and then finding the program and then running it or downloading a program, and it was difficult. If you just type in time, colon, and whatever city or city state that you're looking for, it'll tell you the time. So if you want to know what time it is in if you want to know what the time is in Bradenton, Florida, you put in time colon Bradenton, Florida, and it'll just come right back up with the time, which really can save you a lot. Of course, that was in the days before our girlfriend Alexa, so Alexa. And if you ask her the time, she'll give it to you. But if you don't have one of those echoes, then you can do it this way. Same thing with currency exchanges. I used to do searches on a website with currency exchange, then type it in, try to find one that had the dollars to whatever I wanted and so on. So, but in this case, what I put is $200 in pounds. Bingo. Right away it shows me what it is in a British pound. And this is probably way off now. I think I did this slide probably a year or so ago. So I'm sure it's quite different now. But you can do that with any currency and going in either direction. So if you see something that's, that's got a particular value and it's foreign currency, and you wonder how much is that in U.S. dollars, you can do it just the other way around. Put in what it is and what currency it is, and then say in dollars, and it'll tell you what the exchange rate is. What about the weather? You want to know what the weather is somewhere, you just put the word weather, space, and the zip code. And it'll bring right up the information as you see it there. It'll tell you the current temperature and some things about the weather report, what's going on. And then you can delve into it deeper. This particular, when I did this one, you're going to have temperature, but you can also look at precipitation and wind and so on, and whatever the temperature is. What about stock quotes? Some of you may own some stock. If you know the name, stock name, and I show one here called BDL, which is Flanagan Enterprises, you put in stock and then the code for that particular stock, and it'll come up and it'll give you whatever it is currently, and you can put 1 day, 5 day, 1 month, 3 month, a year, 5 years, and then max, and then there may be a chart, and then underneath there'll be some information about it, as well as over on the right-hand side. So if you want to find real-time stock quotes, you can do it just very quickly and very easily in Google. Speed test. You ever wonder how fast your internet speed is? Just type in the word speed test, like I did there, and what you'll get is a box like this, and then with a button called run speed test, and just click it. When you do, it zooms right in and it says, okay, I'm going to test the download, then it tests the upload. And in this case, I did, it was 50 down and 15, say almost 16 up. And then I compared that with using some other speed test programs just to see, and it wasn't, I got a little bit faster speed. This one happens to be, I did it again, and this was one, one was Wi-Fi, this was connected, and I got 111 and 14. Then I changed companies. And when I did, this was before that, I also compared it to Ookla and their speed test, and it came out about the same. Then I changed companies. Now this is what my speed is, 152 down and 143 up. So that's nice, isn't it? It's fiber optics, and it's fast. I love it. So to look for something else with Google, how about either or, use the or operator. Remember I talked about some of the Boolean choices, or is one of them. You can use either the pipe symbol or the word or. In this case, I use the word or. I said, how about an LED or LCD? I hear those terms all the time, and some people use them interchangeably. What's the difference? So if I put LED or LCD, it comes up with a brief description in a box, and then it starts giving me places where I can get articles about it and see the differences. So very quickly, I can compare two items by just using the or a Boolean term or the symbol and get some really good results. I can also use versus. So I want to know the difference between a mini USB and a micro USB, and I put versus between them. So I want to know what the difference between a mini USB versus a micro USB. Now it's got some pictures of them and compares the two of them, and then there are some articles about them. So now I can get very quickly an understanding of what the difference between those two items are, and I'm not quite as confused as I was before. Error messages. using Google to track down error messages is very good, but it can also be very confusing. The first thing you want to do is try to do either a screen capture of the error message, or with a pen and piece of paper, can be pencil, start writing exactly what it says. Because those of you in the user group know that when somebody asks you, I'm having trouble, what trouble are you having? I got an error message. What did it say? I don't remember. It's hard to help you then. So what we want you to do, what you should do, is write down that error message or do a screen capture of it and print it out. And that's a whole session in itself on how to do that, and hopefully somebody in your group can do that, or I can do it another time. It's not going to take a whole session, but there are so many different ways to do a screen capture and get these, but just writing them down will work. But get it so all the words are there in the order that they are. So Firefox is already running, but it's not responding, responding. To open a new window, you must first close the existing Firefox process or restart your system. And then you click OK, and it goes away. So it didn't tell you a whole bunch. And if you do a search on it, I just did it on the first several words. Firefox is already running, but is not responding. I got 1,350,000 results. So obviously, I'm in trouble. So let's figure out a way in which we can make this a lot easier to get a response. First thing you do is put it in quotes. That way all the words have to be in that order. Now we got it down to 11,900 results. A lot better than over 1.5 million. However, a lot of them, if you can see, go back to 2015, 2012. Gosh, this just happened on a Windows 10 machine running the latest version of Firefox. So I don't think something that far back is probably going to help me. And so what I did is I narrowed it down. I tried narrowing it down by time. That helped me some. But you can also add the word solution to eliminate those with a question and no answer. A lot of times when you're looking for a solution for an error message, what you'll get is some kind of a form where somebody asked about that error, and then you'll see a whole bunch of responses saying, oh, I had that same problem. I had the same problem. Did you get a result for it? And there's no results. There's no there's nothing that helps you. And so what you do is you put the word solution at the end, so that word has to be in the result. And so these forms usually say if there's a solution to it, they put solution in there, and that will narrow down. And so that's a good way to find your answer. So this action cannot be completed because the other program is busy, and I put solution. Now I've got some pretty good responses, and I was able to narrow down and try to figure out where my problem was. And again, I did that by time, so I got it down to the past year as well. And so now I got everything was – this was about a year ago, almost 2 years ago now, that I did this search. But now I've got answers that are only dealing with the previous year. And so it gave me more choices to try to figure out where my problem was and how to fix it. Changing up a little bit, how about using the asterisk as a wild card? For those of you who have been around computers for a long time, if you remember back in the DOS days, we used the asterisk a lot. You'd look for something and you'd say asterisk dot com to find any program that started with it, or an asterisk dot txt to find all the text files, and so on. So an asterisk is still a wild card. So in Google, in searching, I remember a song, and it had something to do with trombones in a parade, but I can't remember the words of it, and I can't remember who did it. Oh, you're going to hate me for this, because you're going to think of, you're going to be singing this song all night long when you go home tonight. But I did trombones, **parade, put it in quotes. And as soon as I did, I had, okay, this one came up, but here we go down here. 76 trombones led the big parade with 110 cornets close at hand. They were followed by rows, and if you look farther, it'll have, in other words, all the lyrics were there. So what I was looking for was 76 trombones, and it was in Meredith Wilson's The Music Man. And tonight you're going to be singing that song to yourself. Sorry about that. But use the asterisk, and that'll help you find things. How about definitions? I used to always go to dictionary.com or Merriam-Webster to look up a word. Don't waste your time. Put the word in your Google box, put define, colon, and the word you're looking up. In a lot of cases, just put the word you're looking up. And right away at the top will be the word divided by syllables. Then it will have how to say the word. And then if there's a little a sound icon, you can click on that, and it'll actually say the word. And then it'll tell you whether it's a verb or if it's a verb and a noun. And it'll give you the definition of the word and some other words that you use and some synonyms. In other words, you can use in its place. So you don't have to go to the dictionary websites to find the definition of the word. Just type in define and then the word. In fact, probably just put in the word. Calculator. I used to go looking for the calculator in Windows, or I'd go out and try to find a calculator online to do some quick calculations. Don't even bother doing that. Put in whatever the problem is. Let's say 2,500 plus 1,500. Probably can do it in your head, but if you can't, you just type it in. It'll come up, but it'll also give you a calculator, which you can then use to do some other things or add and subtract and multiply and so on. Any other numbers to it as well. So right from the Google box, you can do your quick math and get the answers you need. A num range or a number range. Search for a range of numbers. Note there's two periods between the two numbers. So I wanted to find the number one songs between 1958 and 1960. So I said number one songs, 1958 ... 1960, and what's the top? Even though it found over 5 million results, the top one is the list of Billboard Hot 100 number one singles from 1958 to 1969. Now, there's my answer. I go to that, and I can get what I want, and then there's a list of. So as you look down these, you can see that it found what I was looking for immediately. Site-specific, if you use the word site colon as your operator to search only within a certain website. So here we are looking at site, lacspc.org, and I'm looking for the word McKnight. I found 74 results. And is that you, Jim? Okay, and then there's some files or web pages that contain your name on your website, so you can see all the pages where you're mentioned. And then I also did that with Stephanie, found 145 results for her, found a PDF, in other words, your magazine had her name in it, and it picked that up. as the officers, another copy of your newsletter, a couple of them there, and then also in the leaders part. So it actually found your name or the name that, or the word that we're looking for in PDFs that are on that website as well. So you can do that with any website, and it doesn't have to be a person's name. It could be any word you're looking for. So if you know you saw something on a particular website, you know what it was about, but you don't know where to look for it, try this. Do the site, put the website address in there and then what you're looking for, and it should find it for you very quickly. What about a UPC? UPC code. When I did this search, I just happened to have a box sitting on my desk, so I just picked it up and I looked at the UPC and I typed it in. And what it was a Seagate backup plus 5 terabyte external hard drive, and there it is. Came right up on top. Sometimes they aren't in there. I tried that on something I found that I probably bought 6 or 8 years ago. And I was wondering if it's still available. Well, apparently it isn't, because when I typed in the UPC code, it didn't show up. So not everything is going to be there, but a lot of them are. So if you've got something, and here's an item, and I want to find the manual to it. I don't know how to look it up, what to call it, but I know what the UPC code is. Go ahead, type in the UPC code. You'll get more information about it, and then you can go to the site and get the manual for it, or information about it, or how much it costs you, so you can sell it to somebody else in the user group. A couple of years ago, Robin had an iPhone, and when she'd call me, I couldn't understand her, and I didn't know how to describe what the problem was. To me, the word muddled kind of described it. But I don't know if I didn't even know if that was a word or not. So I said, cause of muddled phone calls. I got 4,390,000 results. Well, but it knew that I was talking about something about problems of voice quality problems. But I wasn't quite sure. I wanted to narrow it down a little bit. And I knew muddled wasn't the word I wanted to use. But I didn't know what term I should use. So there is something in Google that you can do. It's using a similar term. So you use the tilde. That's that little squiggly thing. You use it as a symbol to return similar items. So I put cause of, then tilde muddled voice calls, and I got... It's zoomed in a little bit more on 5 curable causes for poor VOIP call quality, troubleshooting VOIP call quality issues, and so on. So I was able to hone in a little bit more on what the problem was, and it kind of figured out what I meant by muddled. If there's words in text, I was looking for something that Jerry Minich, he's one of the user group officers for APCUG, and what he does is he helps groups in the Florida area, actually now in the Southeast U.S., and so I put in all in text, I wanted the word Jerry's, and then virtual groups and user, because I was looking for something from the virtual conferences, and by doing that, I wanted all of those words in the text, and bingo, I got all of the answers that I wanted, all about Jerry and things dealing with the virtual and user groups. So all in text, colon. Words in text plus the title or URL and so on. So I was looking for what states have laws dealing with driving using your phone. A lot of states don't allow it or have restrictions to it. Other states don't. So I wanted the driving phone laws, but in the text I wanted what states had it. And so I put in text colon states after driving phone law, and I immediately got, however, California, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, and so on, prohibit all drivers from using handheld cell phones while driving. But this isn't true in all states. And so I was able to find other articles so I could figure out what states had those laws and which states didn't. And then some had, like in Florida, there's certain things you can do, but they can't stop you for it. for texting. But if you're using the phone, they don't even bother you. They're trying to change that. Okay, what about links? I want to find out everybody who links to my WinSig folder or page in on my website. So I put in link colon and then the actual URL for the website, and I see who is linking to that page on their website. And I found about 43 results of people who were doing that at that time. So link, colon, and then the address, and you'll see who's linking to your page. What about spelling out numbers? If you type in the number and then equal sign English, it will actually type it out in words. When you're going to use that, I have no idea, but it doesn't. If you're writing a book, you might want to do that instead of or if you're writing an essay and it has to be so many words. That's what we used to do when we were in school, right? All right, you have to have a 250-word composition. Okay, let's see. All right, 1,300,000,000. Oh, how many words is that? No, that was one way you could do it now. Okay, using reverse image search, you want to identify an image. Robin went to a yard sale and found this little guy, and she really liked it. And she said, well, there's got to be more from the whoever did this. There's probably got to be more similar to this. How do we find it? Well, you use the reversed image search in Google. And how do you do that? Well, you look at the search, and then over on the right-hand side, there'll be a search by image. There'll be a camera there. And you look at that under images, and then there should be that camera there. That's search by image. When you do that, it'll open up and it'll say, paste an image URL. So if it's an image that's online, you can do that. Or you can upload an image. So we had taken a picture of it. And so I uploaded the image. And there it is right there, and I'm uploading it. I'll come back to this in a second because I want to explain something to you. Okay, so I had it, and when I did that, it didn't figure out what it was except for the fact that it was a figurine. Well, at least I got a word now that describes what it is. But it also says, so that's the best guess for the image, but it also says visually similar images. And so when I started looking at those, here is the one that I uploaded on the left, and next to it is another one, very similar to it, same kind of teeth, very similar the way it's built, and it says vintage Pendleton rabbit figurine. Ah, Pendleton. There's my keyword to look up. So I went ahead and then I used the word Pendleton under images and look at all the ones that I found. And so now we know there's a whole set of them and we can start looking for them, and we ended up getting a whole bunch of them. A whole shelf load of them. A whole bunch of them. But we knew they were out there and we started looking for them, and we could do searches on the word Pendleton. Now, let me go back a couple of slides here. And this one here, notice that when I did the upload, it went to a page where I had some other pictures. All these other pictures were the ones that I uploaded. They didn't find a thing. So it doesn't always work, but for some items, it'll find what you're looking for. And with that, your search time should be more productive now. So you go in the search, you find yourself through the maze, and you get the results. Any questions? I threw a lot at you. Yeah, that speed test will tell you how fast your internet speed is.
I want to know about you others. Are, I want to know about others.
And you can do it from any device.
I want to know about others. I want to compare and maybe get a different one.
Yeah, there's Ookla and speedtest.net is one I use, and there's some others. When you do speed tests, they'll actually come up underneath that box, and you'll see some other speed tests are there, which you have to be careful of. What you have to be careful of is it's not a speed test from the company that you're getting your internet from. They may make sure that it goes to a very fast server, and so it will look like it's faster than you normally get. So you want to try a couple of different locations and maybe even a couple of different tests. But this is one, a lot of times when I'm out and about using either my phone or my Chromebook or my a laptop, and I'm sitting in a McDonald's, and I wonder how fast their internet is, I just type in speed test, and I'll see that it's very slow. And if I'm in some restaurants, they have really good internet speeds, and I'm quite happy with it.
So I hear you saying to go to a website which will do that, rather than have Google do that.
You can do either. Yes, absolutely.
You can do either.
And there's that. Yeah, you can do either or do both. Compare them. There's also some. There are some programs you can download. As I say, Ookla is one. Ookla. That you can. They've got an app, and you can run that app, and you can change the server where it's going out and testing too.
Okay. Thank you. Next.
Yep.
If you type internet speed into Google, it'll do it right on that page. And Ookla is speedtest.net, and Spectrum uses them.
Yes.
So they'll give you a nice speed for Spectrum. So what I wanted to say is, did you mention conversion?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Who's talking?
Now, I did mention about money conversion. What are you talking about
okay.
when you say conversion?
You can type into Google, 43 miles in centimeters, and it'll give you the answer.
Yes.
Okay.
You can do that. You can do it with money, you can do it with that, and then you probably can do it some languages, too. I'm not sure.
Yes, thank you. I have two questions. One, these search engines, do they have any censorship? And the second question is, how do they make money?
Well, they're collecting information, and then they're selling that information when you do searches. If you do a search for something, you're going to start seeing ads when you are surfing the web, and that's where it's coming from, is from your searches a lot of times. Google's made a lot of money from the search engines, and there's ads on each page, and they get paid for those ads too. What was the first part of that?
Yes, do they have censorship, like censoring political questions or pornography or anything?
If they do in general, they probably will in your searches. To be honest with you, I've not really done that, but. So I don't know the answer, but I've been reading some articles now that some people post, like on Facebook, they may post something and then it disappears. So on search engines, not a whole bunch. I think you can find results. So like I was looking for a coupon code and I kept getting, results for, pirated codes, with the serial numbers and so on. So it's not totally censored. So type in a dirty word when you get home and see. I really don't know, and I'm not going to do it here.
I specifically, there's a place in the settings you can ask your search engine to not give you, I don't know what they call it, pornographic information. I asked to not see that. So.
Yeah, you could. There are settings in the browsers. Not sure if the search engine. I don't know if you can set the search engine unless it's part of the browser, because you're not really running the search engine. They are.